In the News Center, I'm Matthew Cray. We do not grieve as those without hope. That was the message from the Leslie family as they mourn the loss of Dr. Robert Leslie, his wife Barbara, and two of their grandchildren. Four of the victims in a Wednesday afternoon mass shooting in Rock Hill. The fifth victim was 38-year-old James Lewis, an HVAC worker. His work partner is currently in critical condition with several gunshot wounds. Former Rock Hill NFL star Philip Adams was identified as the killer in the crime. Adams was confirmed deceased in his home at 2:37 a.m. today with a single gunshot wound to the head. York County Sheriff Kevin Tolson said upon arrival, they were immediately able to identify Adams as their suspect.
By evidence that he left at the scene, that we were able to immediately identify and connect him. Yes, sir.
Tolson said they have proof of forced entry and talked about where the victims were when the crime occurred.
No, we believe that there were the two air conditioning techs outside and then Dr. Leslie, his wife, and two grandchildren inside of the home.
He added that this is a big blow to the Rock Hill community.
Leslie was a pillar in this community with what he was able to give back to this community. He was a longtime doctor. He had treated me in the past at his clinic.
State Representative Gary Simrell joined York County legislators at the State House today, calling for a moment of silence in honor of the five victims.
Families, citizens in York County, at the tragic loss of life yesterday of a family that included both a 9-year-old and a 5-year-old. You know, my heart can't even fathom that process this family is going through.
5th District U.S. Congressman Ralph Norman has been lifelong friends with the Leslie family. He said Dr. Robert Leslie was a leader in the community.
We have done real estate deals with him together, just as well as skiing and different things. And what a mountain of a man to die like this. He was 70, but he was effectively in his 50s.
Yeah. Tolson said there is nothing right now that makes any sense to them as to why the crime was committed. It has been reported that Adams and Dr. Leslie had a doctor-patient relationship, but the sheriff's office said they are not aware of such a relationship at this time. President Joe Biden, the NFL, Governor Henry McMaster, Winthrop University, the City of Rock Hill, and more have expressed their condolences for yesterday's shooting. For full audio of today's press conference, head to WRHI.com. In the News Center, I'm Matthew Cray.